Case 9745, C. Brian Bennett, west of U.S. Route 13, 1/4 mile south of Elm Street. A variance from the side yard setback requirement. They're requesting a 4-foot variance from the 5-foot side yard setback. Is that correct, sir? State your... Whoop.
Set us all.
Okay, we'll start with you.
C. Brian Bennett, 339 Pine Street, Seaford.
William Bennett, 521 West Locust Street, Seaford.
Earl Jackson, 7790 Holly Branch Drive, Laurel, Delaware.
Do you swear the testimony you're about to give to be true and correct the best of your knowledge?
Yes, sir.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening, sir.
I'm Earl Jackson. I'm Regional Builders Incorporated. I'm here with Mr. Bennett and his son. He's asking for a 1-foot setback on the south side of the property in order to build a 4,000 square foot plus minus storage area addition to his existing building.
Sir, do you have any drawings?
Yeah, drawing depicting that.
Anything of it?
Can you say?
Yes.
We had submitted and
did you submit just one?
Just one copy. It was required. We didn't realize it.
All we had is one copy.
We don't have anything.
We have some more.
Here, I'll pass it.
We don't have anything in there. Right.
Okay. I marked it where it's
okay, give them down here.
Oh, okay. Do you have some copies? Good.
No. I'm gonna pass on.
I circled that there so you can take a look at it.
We also have a letter from the neighbor, which Mr. Bennett's given right now. Says that he doesn't oppose to the variance of 1 foot.
So the present time, it's a proposed canopy over the top that you would have on the warehouse space.
The front section of the canopy will be the front section of the warehouse area will be a canopy area.
Okay.
It'll extend out to marry up with the other building, just for aesthetics.
I have a copy of that.
Nothing to decide, right? Is there nothing to decide of it? Just the rain gutter.
Yeah, we just collect the rain on a rain gutter, and it'll go out to the back of the building.
Yeah.
Actually, the pitch goes towards the existing building, so there will be no rain gutter on the south side. It's going to pitch back towards the building and be collected into a valley gutter and then out into the storm. They have a stormwater system on the south side of the building. It'll collect into that drainage system.
Okay, right back.
Yeah, the entire area is already impervious, so it's not going to be disturbing any area, really.
Hey, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Martin?
No.
Those 1 foot from the property line, that will include the overhang or what?
That's correct.
Mr. Mills? Okay. Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application?
Marshall.
Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr.
Chairman, I don't see where we're altering the central character of the neighborhood. It's primarily commercial property there, along 13. And I think it's necessary to enable reasonable use of the property, minimum to afford relief. And I make a motion that we approve case number 9745.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills with a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 9745. All those in favor of the motion, give me the voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Case is approved, sir.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Case number 9746.